That's all right, it will be finished. But when it was not introduced,
yes,
this gasoline and gas and what other energy?
This gas and oil.
Why? So, when it is introduced, the gas and oil energy.
It started to be introduced about 100 years ago. Huh?
No, they cannot trace completely the history of origin of the minerals.
No, not the origin. I want to say, when there was no energy, it's like gasoline, petroleum.
They've been using coal for hundreds of years, but then the oil was...
See, hundreds of years.
Yeah.
So before that, how the world was existing?
Well, they say it was existing in a primitive state.
That's all right. You go to primitive state and be steady. Why do you artificially try to come to a so-called civilized state?
They have two plans for the future then. One is, first one is...
Our point is, the more you make plan, you become...
More entangled.
More entangled. That is our point.
Their next plan is to harness the atomic energy. But there's one... constraining factor there, and that would be the waste of atomic energy pollutes the atmosphere.
So that means you'll create another problem. So your business is to create problems.
So they say that will last about another 50 years before the atmosphere is too contaminated to use it any longer. And then they're hoping by then that they'll have harnessed the sunshine, solar energy.
One after another. Why do they not think, either you call primitive state or whatever it is. What do you mean by primitive state? From the Vedic history, we can understand that they were flying in the sky with a city. How this energy was produced? It's like Kapil's father. Padmamuni. He created a city to fly in the sky. Not the 747, but many hundred 747 combined together. And not only that, with that plane, he visited all the planets. All the planets. So how it was possible?
Start planning now, then there will be a decrease in material prosperity, and that there is a cultural time lag before, if this, in other words, by the time that the social consciousness gets around to solving the problem is already too great to solve.
It's like a smog.
Huh?
It's like a smog.
Yeah, just like a smog. By the time they get around to trying to solve it, the problem is already too great to solve. So they're trying to look ahead enough to solve the problem before it gets large.
That is a perpetual struggle against the laws of nature.
Yes.
This is perpetual struggle against the laws. The more you try to become so-called civilized and revolt against the laws of God, the more you become implicated. That is called struggle for us. David Ji, Sadhanamu, Momo Maya, Yoshua. Yeah.
responsible, they have to use a tractor to clean the beach. The tractor makes so much smoke, it pollutes the air.
Than primitive. Unsimilar. Sir, what is the production of these people? They are less than primitive. Unclean, misbehave, everything. Primitive person, they used to cover their private part with a pulp of the skin of tree. Now they are trying to be naked. So who is better, the primitive or the so-called civilized? Even the primitive Africans, they also power. And now they are advancing civilization by Moody's. These are the 5 years. They have no problem.
Yeah,
although the Pacific Ocean is trying to power, they are not afraid. Is it? Because they are living on nature.
One of the great defects in the modern science is that when they try to find out something,
there is another problem.
Suppose if they find something like DDT, for example, they do not know what is going to happen in future. So that makes a great problem later on because they do not know the effects it's going to be. So now, after using so many years, now they are going to abandon DDT. I mean, they have already abandoned in this country because it produces so many bad effects later on. So they always say that the scientific discoveries advance so fast that the social and economic conditions before people, the sociologists and these social workers or common people understand the result.
That is already stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Ayaya jagata ahita. These rascals, they flourish at the risk of making mischief to the world. That is already stated. Ayaya jagata ahita. To diminish the duration of life and making mischief to the world. This is their business. And they think, this is Maya. They are thinking we are advanced. They do not know that they are creating a mischief to the world. The mischief mongers, they never surrender to Krishna, they make that, manufacture the compound and create catastrophe. Therefore they are called demons. They do not create something which is very peaceful to the living condition. Simply they disturb. Chapter Asuric Civilization.
Good morning, civilization.
It's not Bhagavatam?
Bhagavad Gita.
No. Yeah.
Their first proposition is there is no creator. Anisharam. The word is used, Anisharam. There is no God, there is no truth. Pravittincha nivittincha. Navidu asuro jana. They do not know how to conduct life. What are do's, what are doesn't. Do not. They do not. Pravittincha nivittincha. Navidu asura jana. Jagadahu anishara. Jagadahu, this creation is without any control. This is the first beginning. It knowledge Bhagavad Gita. Read Bhagavad Gita thoroughly to get complete knowledge. Yadyapya bhuyaj annat jnatabhyam na avashushyate. Annat jnatabhyam. Anything more to be known, if one reads Bhagavad Gita, where could be? His complete knowledge is there. Hare Krishna. Aeroplanes are described. But these planes were not being driven by machine or this petrol. Why did they not make research? How they were flying their planes?
The main area of investigation is solar energy. Trying to harness the
sun. They might have been using the solar energy, which is unlimited.
They're hoping that will provide energy to you. One of their theories is that they can reverse magnetic influence, polarize the magnetic field, to make flying saucers that will fly simply by reversing magnetism.
Yeah, that would make it. Not only we could fly, they used to go any planet they like. And big aeroplane. Bottom only the aeroplane to describe there was lakes also, gardens also, palaces. All together it was planet. The sun's energy is utilized by this planet because they are floating on the sun. They do not know, they say law of gravity.
Well, if you, they have a small bell.
Yes, I've seen it.
If you put it in the sunshine, it begins to spin.
Yes. Actually, these planets are floating
on the sun. Mm-hmm.
Black oil. It goes back, the bubbles come up in the hole where the crab is hiding. The bubbles come up. Okay.
They know how to make. They know how to defend. As soon as we are coming, they're going. So this eating, making, defending is there.